Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work? I'm sorry?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet,
no.
or television? All right. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Thank you, yes.
All right. And are you registered to vote?
Oh, yes.
All right, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race.
My race?
Yes, your race.
Oh, yes, I'm black.
Black? All right, thank you. So, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I would definitely vote.
Definitely vote? All right. All right. So would you mind sharing your age?
I'm 48.
48. All right. Thank you. Could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections, November 2024, please, where a 10 would be that you're extremely motivated and a 0 would be that you're not motivated at all?
I'm extremely motivated.
Extremely motivated? All right. Thank you. So, generally speaking, how closely would you say you've been following the news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Has it been, like, very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Very, very closely.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Oh, I'm a straight independent.
All right. Thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve of what Joe Biden is doing.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Oh, I strongly approve.
All right. Strongly approve. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Where the country is heading? I'm very satisfied.
All right, satisfied. Very or just satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
All right, thank you. So in your opinion, would you say the economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's staying about the same. Economic conditions are.
All right, thank you. So thinking about the issues facing the country as of right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for members of the Congress to focus on? And you can select up to two options if you would like. So the first one is fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving K-12 education, border security, passing common sense gun reforms to help us deal with guns getting in the hands of the wrong people, reducing crime, combating division and racism, protecting abortion rights, creating more jobs and raising funds or wages, or protecting the strengthening Social Security / Medicare?
I would like to say forgiving the college debt.
All right. Would you say just that one, or is there another one that you also think is important?
Oh, I've got a few of them. I want to, college debt, lower the rates, the interest rates, inflation, getting that down. Yes, definitely. We got to keep moving in the right direction.
All right. Thank you. So now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 0 basically means you don't like these people or organizations, a 5 means that you love them, like you really like them, and a 50 is neutral. So the first one is Mark K. Robinson.
3.
Josh Stein.
0.
Tim Scott.
0.
Joe Biden.
5.
Jill Stein.
5.
Kamala Harris.
5.
Republicans in Congress.
-2.
Donald Trump.
-10.
All right. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
3.
30, all right. And Democrats in Congress.
4.
4, all right. Just for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you said 30, right?
For who?
For Robert F. Kennedy Jr., just confirming you said 30, right?
3.
3 for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. All right, thank you. All right, so I know it's a long way off, but if the election for a U.S. president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right, thank you. So, if a general election for governor of North Carolina were held today, and the candidates were Libertarian Mike Ross, Republican Mark Robinson, Democrat Josh Stein, and Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, for whom would you vote for?
Well, I guess I have to go with Stein.
Josh Stein, all right. All right, so have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Have you heard, not at all, nothing?
No, I've read a little bit. What are you talking about?
All right. So from what you've read, seen, or heard about President Biden and his administration, has this made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
All right. Has it made you much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Of what he's doing?
Yes. About what he's doing with the administration.
Oh, yeah. I'm more favorable.
Much more?
Yeah, much more.
All right. Thank you. So could you please specify to me what it is that you have heard, read, or seen about Joe Biden and his administration that makes you feel more comfortable towards him?
The only thing I've heard or seen is that I feel like that his health might be having a little problem, but his mind's still there, so we're okay.
All right. Could you mind specifying that, please? Like, is there something specific, like a situation or something that he's been doing that makes you want to support him?
That makes you want to support him?
I'm sorry?
Is that what you said? Make me want to support him?
No, I said...
The reason why I want to support him is because there's no reason to support Donald Trump. So, I mean, you got to pick your better evils there.
All right. Well, the question was if you have recently, read, seen, or heard something that makes you feel more favorable towards him, meaning Biden and his kind of administration. And if you could share what it is that you have heard that makes you basically like him more.
Oh, no, I haven't heard, no. I've known Biden for a long time. And so that's been a long, he's been here for a long time. So that's all I need. I know what he's about.
All right. So would you say you just basically know what he's about?
I've been knowing him for... Well, since I was 18.
All right, thank you. So, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing as of right now?
No, I know Donald Trump. He likes to, talk about women and all that good stuff, grabbing the pussy and all that stuff. That's just the gravy. I don't have nothing to do with.
All right. So would you say you've only heard a little about him or nothing at all?
Oh, no. I've heard a lot about him. A lot about him? Oh, yeah.
All right. And from what you have seen, read, or heard about him, does this make you more favorable towards him or less favorable?
Much less favorable.
All right. So would you mind sharing what it is that you have read, seen, or heard about him that makes you feel much less favorable towards him?
I don't like the way he has to treat women and grab them in the pussy. That's what I just said. I don't like how he did that. That's just wrong. You don't just get to treat women like that. You don't get to do that. That's wrong.
All right. So the way he treats and talks about women. All right. Thank you. So now I'd like to read you what some others have said if they believe are threats to the African-American community. And if you could select up to two of these issues that you think are the biggest threats to the African-American community as of right now. And you can choose up to two if you would like. So the first, the list goes, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back on rights and freedoms, and the lack of quality and education opportunities?
Well, I don't know where these people are getting all these answers from, because, I mean, you talk about stagnant wages. Well, hell, you got people over here working at Burger King making $18 an hour now. I mean, my goodness. Now, the inflation went up and all the other prices went up. That's where the rich people come into it. That's the problem with this place. We got the rich people sitting up here still raising the prices. But I feel like, you know, Biden kept everything flowing just as best as he could here.
All right. So would you say that none of these are, like, issues right now?
None of them.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to kind of read you a list of some other issues, and if you could please tell me if you think Donald Trump would do a much better job at dealing with this issue, Trump would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, or on the opposite side, if you think Biden would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, or if Biden would do a much better job at dealing with this issue. So the first one is tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Oh, yeah, Biden Trump.
All right. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
See? Biden right there.
Much better job.
That's a bit better than Trump.
All right. Thank you. What about rising crime and violence?
No. My goodness. You know, Donald Trump would do better than that because he'd have everybody killed off.
All right. So would you say Biden would do a much better job at dealing with that issue?
Yeah, he would definitely do a better job with the issue.
All right. What about dealing with the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Biden's going to take care of that.
All right. Dealing with fixing the immigration system.
Oh, Donald Trump would do better at fixing the immigration system because nobody's going to come over here.
All right. And growing the U.S. economy?
Oh, yeah. Bob's going to do good at that.
Much better job?
Much better job.
All right. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel and Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
It makes no difference to me.
All right. No difference. So, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up alleged affairs with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. So, generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I totally agree, but I don't know how he can run for president because us black folks, when we get a felon, we can't even vote.
All right, so would you say you strongly disagree then? No, I'm sorry. You strongly agree? Do you think that it is fair?
That was fair.
The verdict. So do you agree or disagree?
Oh, the verdict was definitely fair. I strongly agree. But how is he still running for president? He's a felon.
All right. So since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
No, they've got to be crazy. They ain't related to that man. That man's got a felon and said they're running for president. And you think, I get a felon, I can't even go vote. I can't even carry a gun. He got people running around with guns on him.
All right. So would you say you strongly disagree then?
Strongly disagree.
All right. So how often do you receive information about world and politics from social media? Do you get it from social media very often, not often at all, or not at all?
Often,
all right. And from which of those social media sites do you receive most information? Is it from, TikTok?
The news sites.
All right, thank you. News sites. So, switching gears a little bit, we're almost done. We're about 95% done with the survey. So, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year of school?
Yes, the last year of school. Oh, all right. But, for example, was it, college, a bachelor's or a master's or high school?
No, I had a year in college. Had a baby, and then, it was on from there.
All right. So what is your marital status?
I've been married 29 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Well,
so do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, they're all 18.
All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as being very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm moderate.
All right. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would it be twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month?
I should go all the time, but about once a month, maybe.
Once a month? All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I should be going all the time.
All right. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all of it is white, or more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none at all of them are white?
I'd probably say about a quarter.
All right.
Is
so
black,
less than half?
Less than white.
All right. So would you say more than half of them are white?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural, all right, thank you. So, were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were you born outside of the U.S.?
No.
All right. And last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Hell no.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of the day.
All right. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you so much. You too. Goodbye.
Goodbye.